Okay, we're still in the middle of rejoicing, appreciating ourselves, learning to appreciate ourselves. Those of you who might not have been here the last night or the nights before, preparations for a meditation session, the traditional warm-up for a good meditation. And we're in the middle of a warm-up called learning to appreciate yourself and other people as a preparation for meditation. So if you want to follow the Tibetan, you don't have to. But, you know, if you want to. Tibetan has a lot of silent prefix letters, like I know. Like, you don't say I canal. Okay, so it's a little hard to follow, but you can kind of guess, okay? So, mun gyalpo sel gyal ki sangye la shute. Then, long ago, a king named Selgyal asked Lord Buddha a question. Okay, who's Selgyal in Sanskrit? We had him yesterday. Prasenajit. Okay, Prasena means like clear light or something. We had it in the DM courses. So he asked him a question. Gyalsi kyong shintu. Can you give me some spiritual practices that a person could use if they were busy all day running a country? All right. So for a person who has, excuse me, this is the Lama phone, and I'm not kidding. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So if you're busy running a country or a family, okay, like you have a regular job and you have a regular family and you're busy, right? You're a very busy person. So he's asking the question, suppose you're a person who's very busy, you know, you have a full life. And this was common in India, great kings, Dharma kings, religious kings, meditator kings would come to Lord Buddha and say, give me something I can do. What are the practices that I should do if I can't become a monk or a hermit or a three-year retreatant? You know, if I'm out in the world in a job and if I'm supporting a family and I have children, then what kind of practices are good for me? Okay? And by the way, just so you know, those of you struggling to help support a family, etc., Lord Buddha gave those people the highest practices, okay? Most of the secret practices, Vajrayana, Diamond Way, were created for Dharma kings, okay? For busy people, presidents of countries, okay? The secret teachings, which are faster and more powerful, were granted to these people who had the karma to be helping a lot of other people, such as a mom in a family or, you know, the president of a country. So don't think that you can't achieve high goals. Don't get into that wrong idea about Buddhism, okay? That if you're not in a cave somewhere meditating, you'll never be a Buddha. That's a wrong idea about Buddhism. That's a very, low-level teaching, and the highest-level teachings are very clear that, you know, the more you're active you are, the more serving people, you can also achieve high goals, okay? It depends on your own personality and your own aptitude, but it's very possible, as in ancient India. For example, the Kalachakra empowerment, which only is given by the highest lamas in the world, was first granted to a king, to a politician, to the leader of a country, okay? So, and up till now, you know, over 1,000 years later, it's still one of the highest secret teachings you can get. And that lineage comes down through a politician, okay? All right? So anyway, this politician asked Lord Buddha, Shute, What are some particularly powerful practices for a person who has a full work life and a family life? Okay, and Lord Buddha said, "Jeso yi rang dang changchub tu sem kipa ngwa te sum nangwa." He granted the king three practices. He granted him. Nangwa here means, you should know, it means to grant. It's the honorific for giving. He granted three practices to the king. The second one, okay, was Chanchub to Semkepa, to keep in your heart the vision that you will help start a revolution that changes the whole world, okay? A new way of making things happen, okay? You want to make money? Then give money to others. Help others to make money. You want to have a partner? Then find lonely people and serve them. You know, you want to be healthy and strong and young and vigorous, then adopt a sick person and spend time helping them. This view of how things work can spread throughout this planet. And planets evolve the same way that people do, right? Whole planets evolve. And we're like, what do you call it? Stone Age, okay? Spiritually, we are Stone Age people. We have nice machines, like the one that was irritating us just now. And but spiritually, and in the way we work, get things, do things, we are cavemen. Okay, we're still wandering around the forest looking for berries. Okay, we are still we still think that, you know, we should compete and fight with others to make more money. And that's how we'll be successful, right? And whereas the truth is, if you want to be successful, you have to plant the seeds in your mind. And those are planted by helping others to get the things that you would like first. The first is important, right? Okay, so to have a vision that you could change the world by learning to think a different way is the first practice he gave the king. The second technically, because I want to save the first one. The first practice, well, O king, a good practice for you would be to start living your life along these lines. And then people would imitate you. If you became wealthy and healthy and had a beautiful relationships, then of course the people in your kingdom would also ask you, what are you doing? You know, how do you do that? We fly on planes. We're on airplanes about 3/4 of our lives. And it's very common for the stewardess or steward to come up and in the middle of an international, you know, intercontinental flight, you know, somewhere in the Atlantic on the way to Barcelona, which is where we're going next month, next week, 2 weeks from now. They'll like be sitting there and they'll sneak up in the quiet of the late night. Everyone's asleep or watching their fourth movie. And they'll say, what do you guys do? Where are you from? You know, why are you like that? You know? It happens, okay? So anyway, he tells the king, live by a new way, live in a new way by which you get your dreams come true, by helping others to get their dreams come true. That's his first advice. Second one, ngoa. Ngoa means when you do something nice, even just opening a door for somebody, then immediately take that good karma and send it to a higher goal. That's called ngoa. It's directing good karma to higher goals, okay? At the end of the day, think of the good things you've done. You can send them to a sick person. You can send them to people who are having trouble in their relationship with their spouse. You can send them to a place in the world where there's war. But learn to gather your good karmas at the end of the day and send them somewhere. Okay? That's ngoa. Now the first one, he says, you know what he's going to say. What? The very highest practice for someone who's very busy during the day. You have a family or you're running a kingdom. Rejoicing. Okay? What is that? Just be happy about the good stuff you're doing. And be happy that other people are doing good stuff. And that's all. If you are busy, you're running a kingdom, or you're running a family, okay, or a company or something, then these are three practices you can do all day, standing around, running around, you know. Everyone has to go to the bathroom sometime. You get to sit a little bit, and then do these three practices, okay? These are practices you can do sitting on the jhana, or running around your company, or, you know, while you're on the phone telling the Secretary of State to get to North Korea or whatever, okay? All right. Now he says something very important. He says, you can see on the last line there, Chakdok. Where's Chakdok? It's at the end of that line, after the blue part. Yeah. Chakdok don densem mepa yirang che gu. The practice of appreciating yourself and others involves no chakdok and no densem. Okay? What's chakdok? Chakdok means jealousy, okay? Envy. And densem means competitive attitude. Okay? A competitive attitude. You know? We are trained in America, especially we are trained very by the culture. They don't take us in class, well they do, but anyway. The culture is a football culture, right? It's like if you want to make it in business, you have to be smarter, faster, better advertising, better finance, better product, better, and you have to criticize the other companies, and this is how you get successful. We are trained. If you travel a lot in the world and you meet a lot of the world's people, Americans are the worst. And I'm an American, and I'm proud of being an American. I like America. But as far as a competitive attitude, we're like zero in the world. We're like the worst one in the world, okay? It's this, we are trained that we have to compete with other people. And that causes a lot of trouble internationally, you know? Okay. Yirang chega, you must appreciate your own goodness and the goodness of others and try to overcome the feelings of jealousy and competitiveness, okay? Rangna mi gawa shiki gewa chena. Now, he goes into a depressing part. I left it off the homework. Rangna mi gawa shiki gewa chena. If somebody we know that we don't like does a good deed, okay? If somebody we know that we don't like does a good deed, rangsu ku cheku chepare, especially towards us, for example. Then we say he didn't do it sincerely. He's not sincere. Okay? He's not really trying to help me. He's just trying to show how cool he is or something. Okay? Like that. Chepare. Kayam pendop me. He doesn't really want to help me at all. Nothing good came out of it. Che. Trato che me. We tend to be jealous or envious of a person who does a good deed. We want to somehow criticize that good deed, or we want to play it down, you know. They make a donation to a church or something, and then we say, yeah, he just wanted to get his name on a plaque, you know. Like that, we try to find reason. In a single sentence, you can destroy everyone's admiration of another person, you know, and we do, okay. It's amazing. You know, we will have DCI, right? We travel the world, we log tens of thousands of miles, you know. And we really, really work hard to help people. And then I can be, you know, I can get home or be on a plane and somebody will turn to me and just say something like, you know, that was worthless or that was no good or, you know, we only got 400 people tonight, you know. And in a single sentence, all that goodness is like canceled in their mind. So we have to be careful not to do that. We should be upplaying the good that we do and not downplaying it. Okay? It doesn't mean you have to lie and say that 4,000 people came when 400 people came. But if 3 people came, you should be happy. you know, and you should think, God, that's so cool, you know, and not get into this small mind, okay? We shouldn't be jealous of other people. We shouldn't be competitive. Rangso Chakyang Tabu. Say Chaba. Chakyang. Chaba. Chakyang. When the Dalai Lama runs around the world and says, everyone's cheering for him and he gets the Nobel Prize and he stands up and says, I'm just a simple monk. I'm just a plain old simple monk. In his mind, what he's translating is Drapa Chakyang. So say Drapa Chakyang. Here we just have Chakyang, okay? He's shortened the idiom. Drapa means a monk or a nun. Cha means a fence or a wall, okay? So in Tibetan, the short name for a monk is one who stays within the walls, Drapa. And then Chakyang means single, solitary. The Ida channel in the body, the left-hand channel in Tibetan is called Gyangma, which means solitary channel. And Chakyang means a solitary monk. So when the Dalai Lama says Drapa Chakyang, he's thinking this word, okay? Drapa Chakyang. What's the word for debate ground? Starts with Chö. Chöra, yeah. That's a corruption of Chöda. Chöda, the Dharma wall. And the da got shortened to ra, chura. Okay. So, Chakyang Tabu. Tabu means people like us who are just simple monks. We don't have much money. We don't have much place to stay. We don't own a lot of things. Tabu. Rangi Shangdam to Nepa Te. Shangdam. Shak means, Shak is the Tibetan word. You know Shakpa, meaning to confess. But there's a word shak, which sounds the same and has nothing to do with shak. Okay. Shak means a monk's cell. A monk's little tiny room is called a shak. Tashak. It's called tashak. Shakdam means the guy who lives in the shak next to you. Shakdam to Nepa means the guy who lives in the next cell down. Okay. Because there's a lot of cells in one building in Tibet, in a Tibetan monastery. We have like 6 feet between shak. Every shak is like 6 feet. And then the next, there's lots of shaks, okay? Shakdam to Nepate. Gyacha means 100 offerings. And it means like 100 butter lamps or 100 bananas or 100 flowers, okay? It means in the monastery, it's not a big, big deal. It's an offering, but not a big deal. He might offer 100 flowers or on his altar. So the guy next to us does some kind of, you know, not such a big deal, good karma. Okay, Chikpu Songnaang, they make an offering like that. De la yirang lekshik chena. If we try to develop the capacity to be truly joyful that our neighbor did something cool, okay, good karma, chena, rang le kong yuten mana, three things are possible, okay? Three things are possible. If we are just happy that another student in our Dharma group did something nice, okay? There are three possibilities. Rang le kong yuten mana, yul ten is a very difficult word here. Yul means country or object. Ten means a basis for something to rely upon. In ancient Vinaya, yul and ten refers to the person who does a good deed and the person they do it towards, or the person taking an ordination or the person granting an ordination. So yul ten here means, we can translate it as if the person involved in that good deed or the person towards whom they did it are apparently lower in level than we are, okay? If they seem to be lower level than we are, if they are lower spiritually, we cannot judge in truth. But if actually, however they seem to be, if actually they are lower than you in spiritual level, okay? Then na mana dabkyor. If you're happy that they did something good, you get dupchik. Dupchik means double. You get double the karma that they got. Okay? If they are, we never know for sure, right? But if in fact, their spiritual capacity is much less than ours, and we never know for sure, so until you're a Buddha, you won't know. But if it happens that they are not very well trained and don't have great motivation, etc., and they do something nice and you're happy about it, you get 100% more karma than they do. Okay? It kind of makes sense, right? I mean, philosophically, it makes sense, okay? Because they're not fully aware of what they're doing. They're not fully aware of the emptiness of the situation or things like that. They've not been trained how to do a great karma yet. Nyamna de tsung. Nyamna de tsung means, you guys okay over there? No. yeah, there you go. Nyamna de tsung means, if you are on the same spiritual level, you make exactly the same karma as them. Okay. What do we always say? How much? What percent? We keep saying 10%. Why is he saying equal? Why is he saying 200%? You know, he's getting there. Don't worry. All right. Yul de ten to yang. Ten to yang che tsang pulwe penyin nyepa tope. If they are higher than us, if their spiritual level is higher than us, and the person they're dealing with is higher than us, then we get half. We can get half the karma just by being happy about what they're doing. Okay? Penyin ngepa top. Ngepa means no question. Definitely you will get. Okay? Does that sound like a good deal? Dele kechawa chishik che. What more profitable business could you be engaged in? You know? You're just sitting on your butt, being happy about the guy next door, and you get like double or equal or half, you know, even half is okay. You didn't have to buy anything. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to get up early to get it ready. He did everything. You just be happy about what he did. Then what better investment is there? Okay. He uses a business word here. Kechewa means what business could be more profitable? What's the higher return on investment than that? ROI, right? Okay. Dena sangye chansem sok ngama nam ki zepala yirang chena. So really it would be in our interests, in our business interests, to try to find people around us who are doing the most amazing things. You know, who are the highest, because their good karma is infinitely higher, right? Than other people's good karma. And if we could get even 10% of that, we'd be ahead. Dena sangye chansem sok. Therefore, if we think about Buddhas of the past or Bodhisattvas of the past, etc., ngama nam gizepa la yirang chena, if we just be happy about holy beings that we heard about who lived in the past, okay, who came before us, chena gyutsu tomawe wanki. Because their mental capacity is extremely beyond ours, right? Wonky. Due to that, de penyin chuchat sam top. We can definitely get 10%. Okay, so if you want to know where the 10% came from, that's the lowest possible, okay? It's being conservative, okay? People all over the world, we teach this 10% thing to thousands of people. And they're all like really happy, you know. Oh, I can get 10% of Obama's good karma, the good karma that he's doing. I mean, he can pass a law that helps millions of people, you know. If I am happy about it, I get 10% of his karma. By the way, does he lose 10%? No, don't think like that, okay? Don't think like that. When you're happy about his good karma, it goes up to 110. And you get 10. And he gets 100. Got it? Don't think you're cheating anybody. Okay? That means if 10 people were happy about him, he wouldn't get anything. Yeah, okay. So anyway, Chuchat Samtop means you get about 10%, even on a Buddha. They're much higher than us, but you don't get less than 10%. Okay, got it? You look confused. If they're higher, we get half, right? If they're infinitely higher, you get 10%. You also get the karma of being happy. Maybe it's because in your mind you are playing a video of what they're doing and then you're happy about it. So really karma in the mind, karmic seeds are produced by the videos in your own mind. So when you frame a thought, in English we call it framing a thought, right? I'm not saying the healthcare bill was good or bad. I don't know enough about it. But suppose the healthcare bill was a really good thing. Then if someone says, how do you feel about the healthcare bill? And you run a video in your mind about all the things you heard about the healthcare bill, and you come up with a beautiful impression. Oh, millions of people who can't afford insurance will get their insulin for their diabetes because they all overeat. Then that's a good thing. But to think it's a good thing, you have to consider what it is, and that makes karma. Then after that process, when you're happy about it, you are also planting seeds to be happy. So it's two separate karmas. Okay. Chitsan. Anyway, there's the 10%. If anyone ever challenges you when you're teaching, it's page 113b or something. Okay, there it is. 114. Okay, so don't say Geshe Michael made it up. By the way, I never make up anything. Everything is direct from scripture. But if I go around teaching direct from scripture, three people will come instead of 1,000. Okay, Chuchat Samtop. Sangeki Getsatashok Rangre. Forget about the karma that a Buddha makes, okay? Let's not even consider being happy about the good karma that a Buddha makes, all right? Let's just think about a Changshem. Where is that? Chang Sem Sa Damboa. Can you block that out? Byang Sem Sa Damboa. Two lines down. End of the next line, and then, yeah. Okay, got it? Chang Sem Sa Damboa. Say Chang Sem Sa Damboa. Okay. He says, let's not talk about Buddhas. I mean, that's too high. Let's talk about a Chang Chub Sempa Sa Dam Boa La Nempa. What's Chanju Simba? Bodhisattva. What's Dangbo mean? Like Angi Dangbo means first. What's Sa? Level. Bhumi. Bodhisattva Bhumi. Okay? So let's consider a Bodhisattva, not ninth level, not tenth level, not sixth level, who's just on level one of the Bodhisattva levels. Okay? What makes you a person on the first bodhisattva level? By the way, you can become a bodhisattva long before that, right? Yeah, you see ultimate reality directly. There is a reality which is around us all the time, which sustains and supports the entire world, universe, which, if you saw it, you could change anything in the universe, okay? And yourself. When you see that thing once, you must become a Buddha within a short amount of time. It's not possible not to be. Okay? A person who saw emptiness this week would probably be Maitreya in this world, would be the next Buddha to come to this world. Almost certainly. Okay? Changsem Sadam. That's a Changsem Sadam. A Bodhisattva who's on the first level, not the 10th or the 12th or the 9th, okay? Then he says, Rangre mitse shibur gejor la bekyang. People like you and me, we could spend an entire lifetime trying to do good karma. Yang, bekyang, chanse sa damoi, nin chiki getsa, cha she tsam yang minjung. We can't even get in a whole lifetime of sincere effort, the amount of good karma that a bodhisattva who has reached the first level collects in a single day. Okay? We can't get a small sliver of what they collect in a single day. Not possible. In a whole lifetime of effort. Okay? Good effort. Not possible. Minjung Xing. Yirang ki, yirang gina, de checha tsam tope. But if we can cop half of their karma just by being happy about what they're doing, okay? Dini semgi kielu chiki tso lapo che tupi. What would be more powerful than that? You know? What would be a better practice? And you don't have to do anything. You just be happy. Just enjoy them. Oh, that's cool. I like them. And you get half their good karma, which is more than you can do in your whole lifetime. Then why not? Go for it. It doesn't cost you anything. You can do it at night on your bed, you know? Okay? Lapoche, extremely powerful, right? Dupe, tapke. Tapke. Skillful means, okay? That's a very famous Buddhist word, skillful means. It means tricky ways to get great good karma. Like, I don't know. If I, you know, in my own case, I have lots of lamas. I had 12 major lamas, 13. But if I just make a nice dinner for one of them, right? Then I collect more good karma than I can do ever in DCI. Traveling to 30 countries, you know, teaching endlessly. If I make one dinner for my teacher, I get more karma from that. That's tapke, you know. Go to Safeway, buy some stuff. That's tapke. Skillful means people who know what they're doing can make more good karma in Safeway than flying to 29 countries. You see what I mean? If you know what you're doing, that's called skillful means, okay? Tapkeki. Trul chembo is a nice word. So you see trul chembo? Say trul chembo. Trul chembo means karma making machine. Okay. Going to Safeway is a big karma-making machine, you know, like a tank, a karma tank, you know. It's a karma nuclear bomb going to Safeway to buy some dinner stuff and then spending all day. That was so cool that we could do that French dinner, right? That was wonderful. That was such a good idea. Whose idea? Was that Mercedes? Whose idea? Was that your idea? Somebody sent five of us to a cooking class in Paris. And then we can do that for our teacher. We can make that meal for our teacher. And, you know, nobody else knows how to make it. Okay. Tapkeke chulchembo shigin. U chok dir. U is the... Tibet is divided into three great... traditionally, Tibet has been divided into three great areas of the country. So they're called U... and Amdo and Kham, okay. Utsang, Kamdo and Amdo and Kham. Amdo is like southeast Tibet. Kham is much of the, southeast. Kham is much of the eastern and northeastern part of Tibet, traditional Tibet. And then Utsang is the central part of Tibet. Lhasa is located in Utsang. So he was sitting at Sera Monastery, right? So U Chok Dir means here in the region of U, okay, Utsang. So if you look in the dictionary, U means middle, and you're going to mistranslate this, okay? U is a state, name of a state, like Kansas. All right, or what do they call it one? What's the one that Guadalajara's in? Jalisco. Yeah, okay, good. Mexico's in Mexico? Okay, the state is called Mexico also? So you live in the... You live in Mexico, in Mexico, in Mexico. People from Mexico City don't say Mexico City. They say, I live in Mexico. It's like New Yorkers say, I live in the city. Okay. I think it's cool. But it's confusing for foreigners for a couple days. U Chok Dir, here in U, Gyalpen Dawe Topki. Gyalpen means the teachings of Lord Buddha, the teachings of the victorious ones. Tarwa means they have spread. Topki, and because of that, so Buddhism is very popular in all of Tibet. He says, he's saying, look, Buddhism is popular everywhere in Tibet. So you can see people doing chakchu. Chak means prostrations, like 100 prostrations or 1,000 prostrations. Chupa means making offerings in the temples or making offerings to monks and nuns or making offerings to each other or making offerings to the poor. You can see it everywhere. Korwa means, in Tibet, it's considered a spiritual practice to walk around a holy place. Okay, just to walk around a holy place. So in my temple that I lived in New Jersey, me and Rinpoche built a sidewalk. We ripped our hands up building a sidewalk, pouring a sidewalk. And then it's still there. I'm very proud of it because we didn't know how to make a sidewalk. It was kind of experimental. But then the Mongolian congregation could walk around the temple all the time, and they did. So that's called korwa. Okay. And you make good karma. You want to hear a famous story about that? Yeah. this is kind of funny, okay? The older students know. So Lord Buddha had a lot of people come to him, and they want to be his student, right? 2,500 years ago. And it got kind of out of hand, and he had to have handlers, right? He had to have his disciples around him, like buffering all these people who wanted to see him. And by the way, it's a very unpopular thing to be a lama's handler, and cut them some slack, okay? They have a hopeless job. The lama's trying to get more people to come, and the handler's trying to save the lama's health. And nobody's happy. Anyway, I was my lama's handler for 25 years. Okay. So Lord Buddha told his disciple, I think it was Maudgalyayana or Shariputra. He said, look, when people show up and they want to be a monk or nun, can you do a pre-check? You know, you interview them and do a pre-check. If they're okay, let them through, you know, and let them talk to me. So this guy came and he said, I want to be a monk. And you know, I think it was Maudgalyayana, maybe Shariputra, but he goes like, and he reads the guy's mind. He always reads the guy's mind. And he's like, is there any past karma there? Is there any past karma there? Does he have the karma to become a monk and keep it? And keep it. Then he's like, nope. He's like, this guy's mind is clean as a whistle, nothing there, you know. And he like goes to Lord Buddha, he goes inside, he says, you can forget this guy, you know, there's no good karma there anywhere that he could be a monk or keep it, you know. And then Lord Buddha's like, you made a boo-boo, let him in, you know. And he's like, what do you mean I made a boo-boo, you know? He said, check this corner of his mind, you know, go deep, 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 look at that little tiny seed there. He's got this little tiny seed there. And like, Maudgalyayana is like, he's like, oh yeah, I can see it. It's like as big as a piece of dust in his mind, this little tiny seed, you know? And he said, how did he get that seed? And Lord Buddha said, he was a fly in his past life, you know, a zillion years ago. And he lived on a hill, and there was a temple down below. There was a little temple down below. And one day he landed on a cow pie, on a cow poop. He landed on a cow poop. And then there was a big rainstorm. And a big flood came down the hill, you know. And the flies holding onto the cow poop, you know. And then the cow poop got pushed down in the flood. And the flood went around the temple. And the fly is riding on the cow pie around the temple, you know, by accident. Enough karma to become a monk and keep it. Let him in. Okay, so that's korwa. Okay, that's like to circle a holy place once. It means there's hope for us, right? Okay, that's good news. Okay. Nyenkor means honoring lamas, honoring teachers, honoring monks and nuns, like that tradition. Gom Drup means meditating and doing our other practices, like Vajrayogini practice, or doing refuge practice, or doing bodhicitta practices. Drup means any kind of practices. Lopnir means study. You are right now making Lopnir karma if you're not asleep or thinking only about dinner. Okay, that's it. I'm halfway there. Lopnir Sok means etc. Chepa Mangwe. So here in Tibet, you just look out your window and somebody's doing some spiritual practice. We're lucky because there's lots of stuff to be happy about. There's lots of things you can see all around you, people to be happy about, you know. Mangwei, Dedak La Yirang Chena, if you're happy about what everybody's doing in Tibet, Geta Lapchen Topa Ong, you will get an extraordinary amount of good karma. We're lucky. And we're in the same situation, okay? We just came back from Diamond Mountain, right? There are 32 people there, 2 years into a 3-year retreat. They built the cabins themselves. They spent every penny they had. They know they're going to give those cabins up in 1 year and give them to Diamond Mountain forever for other people. They're not going to be living in those cabins after 1 year, right? They spent all the money they had in their life. They spent years of their life, you know, knowing that they can't keep those cabins. And they're working through a very difficult 3-year retreat, you know. And then they came and gave a talk to us. 5 of them came and gave a talk to us, blindfolded. And that was awesome. I mean, to talk about them and to think about them, how cool they are. 50%, 100%, 200%. We don't have to build a cabin. We don't have to spend all our money, you know. Okay. What I mean is we are in a Dharma group. We are in a Sangha. There are lots of people around us who are struggling to be good people. You know, I don't think the offerings is okay. You know, the making prostrations is nice. I'm more impressed when people are struggling not to be jealous of each other, or not to feel competitive with the other Dharma students or other Dharma groups. They are trying to work together. And that attempt to be a nice person. We have those examples around us all the time. Everyone in this room is struggling to be a better person. So we're so lucky to be surrounded by other people. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But we're all trying. And we all feel bad all day because we're not doing well enough, you know. And then that's a virtue. So to appreciate anybody else in this room, how hard they're working to try to be a good person. Who else in the world would sit through 3 hours of obscure Tibetan, you know, in Mesa, Arizona, or Bowie, Arizona? It's amazing, you know. Those people are all special. You have around you karma machines, many karma machines, you know. Just be happy about any of them, okay? I think it's more glorious to be trying hard than to be successful. It's more to be happy about, right? That person's making more effort. It's like a person who's in their first day of yoga class is more amazing than Anatole. Really, okay? Because for them, it's totally different. It's totally difficult. It's strange. It hurts. They don't know how long it's going to go on. They don't know, you know. Everything's confusing, even left foot and right foot. You walk into yoga class, your first class, and you'll forget which is your left foot. And everyone's looking at you like they're backwards. Do you know you're backwards? You know, and it takes more guts to be in the first day of your yoga class than to do a one-arm handstand, right? That's the way it is. So we can be happy about those people who are trying and failing sometimes. Okay. Sangye namgi dambo tukyeba. Lame chakshe la. Chakshe means the custom. It's the honorific custom, the word custom or tradition. Lama means lama, right? It means here, my lama used to do, okay? My lama used to do, lame chakshe. It can mean the lama's tradition, the tradition of the lamas. But here in this context, the feeling of the grammar is that Pabongkor Rinpoche is talking about his own heart teacher. My lama's custom. You know, I like, you know, I'm often quoting Ken Rinpoche. I'll say, Ken Rinpoche used to say, or Ken Rinpoche used to do, you know, and then people are like, what did he used to do? And, you know, what was I talking about the other day? I don't remember. Oh, we were talking about, anyway, we shouldn't talk about that. My lama had a custom. At this point in his practice, he would actually review in the teaching some cool old stories about Buddhas so that everybody in the room could cop 10% or 50% right now. You know, why wait? You know, why go home and try to find a Buddhist book and be happy about Nagarjuna or, you know, somebody like that? Why not here in the teaching review a few cool stories, swap a few stories, and we all can make some extra karma? Like right here, right now, 50%, you know, let's go for it. Okay, so here we go. He gives several examples of stories that his teacher used to tell. The first example he gives is Sange Namki Dambo Tukyepa, how it was that our Buddha in this world first got love in his heart. Okay, the first moments of real love in the heart of the current Buddha, the Buddha who lived in this world. You know, going back many lifetimes, there must have been a moment in his life, a breakthrough moment, when he got real love in his heart. You know, similar to bodhicitta, almost bodhicitta, or some people say it was bodhicitta. But is there a story, is there a record of the first moment that the current Buddha had a breakthrough and started loving others in an intense way? And there is such a story. It's recorded, okay? We have such a story. And I'm going to give it to you. I went and got it for you because I like it, okay? The story comes from a sutra called Tapke Pachembo Sange Chinle Sapedo. What's Tapke? Yeah, yeah, skillful means upaya. Chembo means great. The great Tapke Pur. The great skillful means Zer. The guy who was best at using tricky ways to make good karma. Who's that? Sange. Our Buddha, okay? The Buddha. Chinlen Sapa means the sutra devoted to paying back the kindness of Lord Buddha. That sutra's name is Paying Back the Kindness of Lord Buddha. It's a beautiful name for a sutra, okay? We sent they're trying to make a film out of one of our books, right? And they're trying to choose between two books. One is called How Yoga Works, but the other one has not never been published yet. It's called Katin. Okay, Katin means, and it's a trick because it means Catherine, but it also means in Tibetan, Katin means the kindness of your teacher, the kindness of your heart teacher is called Katin. Okay, so this book's name is Paying Back the Katin of Your Teacher. This sutra is called Paying Back the Katin of Your Teacher, and in that book, Lord Buddha describes, I'm going to just read it straight to you, okay? It's so beautiful. And then, what's your job right now? Be as happy as possible. All right? Okay, here we go. Deshin shepa ngun korwa na korwa tse. Thokpa ngopo chi gyu chanju tu semke par gyur. One of the Buddha's disciples rises at a teaching. I'm sure the Buddha asked for questions. And he said, "Oh Lord Buddha, you also suffered earlier in your lifetimes. You also were stuck in the cycle of samsara. You were also stuck in the cycle of pain. Then when you were still stuck in that cycle, Tokmang Lopo Chigyu, what was the thing that triggered the first time in your heart, Chang Chubki Sem, Bodhicitta? You know, what was the thing, what was the event, and what was the object that triggered Bodhicitta in your heart finally? Okay? Because that's a big, what do you call it? Yeah, milestone, you know. Then you're going to become a Buddha. Okay? So, Chomden Deki Katselpa, Lord Buddha answered, Rikipu, O child of noble family. Okay? You know, anyone who understands anything about the pen becomes, in Buddhist terminology, a child of noble family. It's a cool... You are all children of noble family. You belong to a different family now, a high family. You are nobility. You are by hearing the pen, you become nobility. Okay. Anyway, Ngun ki gyalpa tangme ki padu keshe korwana. For countless millions of years, I also circled in the cycle of pain. I also wandered in the world of pain. Korwana korshing. Lu dang ngatang yini nyomombe le chembu. Then I also said bad things, and I also did bad things, and I also thought bad things. And because of that, I collected some very serious karma. Lu chembu. Nyalwa chembu ge nyongwa gyurto. And I went to the hell. I went to hell. No, not to hell. I've been to all the hells, okay? In Buddhism, there are 8 great hells, okay? So he says, I went to hell. Oh, no, excuse me. I've been to all of them. You know, I many times, you know, like, this is Lord Buddha talking, right? Then he names the 8, okay? Ah, ah, ha, ha, semchen nyawa. It's a cry of pain. The hell called cry of pain. Alala semchen nyawa. It's a different cry of pain, okay? More serious. There are more serious ones. Screaming and screaming terribly and screaming your heart out and screaming your guts out. And these are the names of the hells in Tibetan, in Sanskrit. Okay. Atate semjen nyawa dong. Shangshul kume semjen nyawa. The hell where molten metal runs free. Okay. Sankuwa chemba semnyawa dong. Don nakba semjen nyawa. The hell of mountains where you are crushed between mountains that fall. And then I was born in the hell called Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire. Okay. Nga detse na meishing de nyawa lungne. I can remember there was a time when I fell into the hell of Chariots of Fire. Okay. These are chariots that are drawn by, you know, normally by horses, right? And they're in that hell, they are made of iron. The whole chariot is made of iron. And they are burning. They are glowing with fire. Okay. Niki meishing da dente. And then when you're born into that hell, you are required to pull that wagon. Though they don't strap horses to the wagon, they strap people to the wagon. Okay. They strap people to a metal wagon. And then hell guards, hell, they're like the people that, never mind. There are people who run the house sitting on the chariot and they whip the people, okay, to pull this thing which is weighs as much as a car, right? There was a guard of the hell. It's like the guard in a concentration camp or something. His name is messed up in all the in the scriptures. I can't figure it out. Sometimes it's Appa, sometimes it's Abba, sometimes here it's Abang, and I haven't been able to find it. You know, what it's supposed to be, I don't know. One text says he has a head of the body of a scorpion and the head of a snake, or something like that. Anyway, Shingde Tengna Dukching Mikte, his eyes are glowing in fury. So Tsik, he shows his fangs. Me Bu Ka, fire flies from his own mouth. Mikdang navadang nane mebar. Fire burns from his own eyes, his ears, and from his nose. Dupa tulte. Smoke rises from his body. He's made of fire. He gives off fire. The guard. Sumadeyang lushin to cheshing. And he was monstrous in size, like 50 feet big. Cheshing nakla, and his body was pure black. Shingde tena kimo tung chete tung, and he sat with crossed legs on the top of the chariot that we had to pull. Okay. Chete tung, lakpana chaki yukpa tokte, and he had a club made of steel in his hand, And nala deko, and he was beating me. I was pulling the chariot, and he beats me with the iron club. Dece ngembe dungya masune, topchi nu ki shinta trangso. Then, only because of the intense pain I had from being beaten with the iron club, I had to run. I was trying to run from the club, and then I pulled the cart. So I was trying as hard as I could to pull, because I was just trying to get away from the club. There was someone strapped into the other side of the, what do you call that thing? Harness, or the yoke, yeah. There was another person strapped in on the other side. And the hell guards would, they had also had a trident, a three-pronged metal spear. And then, Tsesum Tokne, Dangdu Tsukte, and he jammed it into that person's chest. And Choktu Dek, and he smashed him with the metal club. And then blood spurted out of the holes of the person, like rain. They'd say, "Mi dena dunya, mi sepe na, sawe na sawe ke chembo chungne." And then screams were coming out of that other person, terrible screams. And he was crying out the names of the two people who had been his mother and father before he came there. So the only words he could remember from before his human life was the name of his mother and the name of his father, and he was screaming those two names. Pargani Chuma Shebu. And then once in a while, he would scream out the name of his wife, the person who had been his wife before he died, and his children's names. Okay. Just out of sheer agony, in his pain. It's all he could think of, and it's all he could remember. But it was hopeless. It didn't help anything. Then I was looking at him, thinking about him. And I was thinking about how much pain he was in, physically and also in his heart, because all he could remember was the name of three or four people who he had loved before, and he was screaming them. Ninje Semkiso. And I got compassion. A moment of compassion rose in my heart. In that moment, when he screamed his children's name and his wife's name. Detar Ninje Semchembo Kebe Kengi, Chanchu to Semkeba. And I got bodhicitta. It triggered bodhicitta in my mind. In that moment, when he screamed his family's names, I got bodhicitta. Then I thought maybe I could do something for him. And I said to the hell guard, I will take it, I will pull the chariot. Let him go. Just cut him off of the traces and let him lie on the ground. And I will pull the chariot myself. Okay. I told him that. Then, not in this sutra, but in another sutra, they say, the guard screamed at him and said, "Who are you to tell us who suffers and who doesn't? Karma tells. Who are you?" to decide this man gets to be cut from the chariot. You know, who are you? And he took the hammer, he took the club, and he killed the Buddha. He killed him in that moment, you know. Then he was born in a Deva realm. Okay. The next moment he's in a Deva realm. Okay. Because of what? Because he had bodhicitta. Because of that moment of bodhicitta. And then slowly he worked his way up to Buddhahood. Okay? So that's the story of our Buddha in this world. That's the story of how he got love in his heart for the first time. If you hear that story and your heart goes out to him and you think, oh, that was such a noble deed, you know, then you get 10% of his karma. And you don't have to go there. So to talk about, you know, we had a rough year and people were all talking about these negative things. And I finally just leave the room. I just get, you know, I say I have to go to the bathroom, or, you know, people are talking, this person's bad, or this person's bad, or this reporter is bad, or this newspaper is bad. And I finally just got tired. I don't want to hear those stories. I want to hear stories about the Buddha. You know, I want to hear stories which are uplifting and high and make my heart fly. You know, I want to be around people who are talking about the amazing things that are happening and the beautiful things that are happening. And I don't go on the internet much. I don't know. I haven't seen those things. And I don't even go there because it doesn't, there's no karma there. There's no goodness there. You listen to the stories of beautiful people, beautiful Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, three-year retreatants, you know, people in this room who are struggling to be nice people. You know, talk about those. If you get in a room and you have 10 minutes, talk about the inspiring things. Talk about Guadalajara, you know, goddamn, you know, 20 people there 2.5 years ago, you know, and now there's the, there was 1,000 people at the last event. Could we talk about that? You know, I mean, that's like a little bit cool, you know, and you can also talk about your own progress, you know. You can sit down. Many, many people have said that at Diamond Mountain University, the more education went on in the kitchen yurt than in the temple, you know, which makes me kind of irritated. Because I wasn't teaching in the kitchen yard. But I believe it. You know, you learn more things by talking to inspiring people than you do in formal teachings, right? And so if we get together as friends, let us talk about inspiring things and beautiful things, and we can make some cheap karma. Okay, and it's also just a lot healthier and more fun. Okay, if something bad happens and it's necessary to talk about it, to process it, do that and then let it go. And then talk about beautiful things. And the more you talk about beautiful things, the more you realize there's more beautiful things to talk about than bad things. Okay, you have a choice when you go to bed and you lay your head on your pillow. You can think about all your problems. Your credit card debt, the fact that my credit card company would not take my other credit card's number today, even though it was perfectly valid and had lots of money on it. It was a debit card, and they wouldn't take it, you know? And I'm like, I can think about that when I put my head on my pillow. Is it true? Yes. Did it happen today at Paradise Cafe? Yes. You know? Is it better than thinking about the story of the Buddha in the hell realms again as I go to bed? I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. So when you go to bed, when you put your head down on the pillow, make it a habit. Think about some high, beautiful, inspiring thing and not some problem you've had or you've heard about, you know, or some controversial thing. Make some good karma. Before you go to bed, you know, and it'll make you a better person and a happier person, okay? And that's what he's advising. He's advising us to gossip, which is not normal for a Tibetan Lama to do. But he's advising us to gossip about all the cool stuff we saw today. Okay? Got it? It's a lot more fun. A lot more good karma. Okay, we'll take a break. I'll be here sitting on a chair if anybody wants to talk or give me something good to eat. Okay, housekeeping announcements. You should have gotten three different pieces of paper. One is the mantra that I taught on the weekend in Diamond Mountain. I hope the Diamond Mountainers, Joe and other people, you can share those with other people. Those the mantras for multiplying good deeds, power, karma, and especially prostrations. So then you should have gotten a sutra, part of a sutra about the 35 Buddhas. And the most important thing is your homework. Okay? If you don't do the homework, you're a total loser. Okay? Really. And I'm not kidding. Okay? Get together with other people at Paradise Cafe or wherever Nicole announces and have a good time. Talk about good things on the homework together. And you can make lots of good karma. Okay? It helps other people if you do your homework. That's enough of a reason to do your homework. It helps other people. Even if you don't feel like doing homework, or you think homework is stupid, it's true. But you will help other people if you do it. And that's a good reason to do it. Okay? All right. Okay, here we go. We have, I think, about another half hour. Am I correct? It's kind of confusing today. Yeah, yeah. A year. Shenyang, are we okay on the readout there? Shenyang, Gezhenyang. Second paragraph, third line in the middle. Oh, I'm sorry. Second line in the middle. Shenyang, Zhenyang, good, okay. Shenyang Dila Gomluk Nite. There are two different ways to do the meditation. Where? Coffee meditation. Where? On your bed, with your head on the pillow. Okay, there are two ways to do this meditation. Gomluk Ni Yute Te. You can appreciate yourself and you can appreciate other people. Those are the two ways to do this meditation. Appreciate the good things you are doing yourself, or you can appreciate the good things other people are doing, or you could do both. I like both, because a lot of nights I can't think of anything good I did all day. No, just kidding. Okay. Shengi Gewala Yirang Gomba O means you can be happy about the good things that other people are doing. Dambola Ni. This is very, very important and very subtle, and you have to learn it. This is maybe the most important thing in this book. Okay? Dambola Ni means being, appreciating yourself takes two different forms. Okay? Appreciating yourself takes two different forms. Name gewa le jebak seme shelki gone, shelwe gone, yirangwadang. Tsendi gewa la ngonsum seme shelte, jeso yirang gomba o. Okay. Pratakshanuma agama. Say pratakshanuma agama. Pratakshanuma agama. What's that from? Yoga Sutra, first chapter. The three ways of perceiving anything. There are three ways of perceiving anything. They can be summarized in two ways, because anuma agama is can be one. Okay. Pratyaksha means in front of your eyes. In fact, aksha means eyes, and it came into German as auge. Okay, aksha changed to auge, and then the G changed to Y and became eyes. Okay? That's why there's a Y in the word for I. It used to be a G, okay? Which used to be Kusha. Okay? Pratyaksha means stuff in front of your eyes. Direct things you can see directly. The people in this room, the ceiling, the lights, the floor. These are all pratyaksha, okay? Things you can see directly. That's a reference to the things you are doing nowadays in your life, okay? Or things you remember doing earlier. You can get mileage out of things you did 10 years ago or 20 years ago, okay? There's no expiration date on the karmic seed, okay? Even if that seed has already gone off, if you, something good you did in your life, if you are happy about what you did, the seed gets replanted. Okay? So that's a really good deal. All right? Be happy about good things you did any time in your life. Even if those seeds have already ripened, they will be replanted. Okay? Their power will be replanted. Okay? That's a cool deal. Okay? So those are pratyaksha. Those are things you remember doing or you're doing now. What about anuga angama? Deduction, right? So how can deduction play a part in appreciating yourself? Any ideas? Yeah, Daniel. He said something pleasant is happening in your life and you can deduct that you must have done something similar or somewhere in the past. It could be a million years ago. It could be a million years ago. His answer is perfect. Perfecto. Okay? His answer is perfect. That's what Pabon Krimpache says. Okay? Every single good thing in your life is happening because of something good you did before, even if you don't remember what it was. You can assume it was something similar. Okay? I just got a donut and a half during the break. If the person hadn't been so interesting to talk to, I would have got two donuts. Okay, Daniel? Then why could I eat a donut tonight and a half? I must have shared food with someone in the past. I must have. I don't remember which food sharing it was that created those two donuts. It was probably a Cheerio and a half, because karma grows, right? But I can deduce that I did something kind to someone. And if I'm happy about that, that karma multiplies again. I get more karma. I think for most of us, this is the coolest gold mine to be mined for rejoicing, you know, because everybody has something cool happening in their life. One of the coolest things is you are in a body. And don't take it for granted, okay? The fact that you are in a body which is still functioning on any level, okay? Some people, less, you know. That's a miracle. It took hundreds of thousands of kind deeds to be in a body for 5 minutes. Okay? For to be in a human body for 5 minutes took hundreds of thousands of good deeds towards other people. So lay that body down on the bed, put that head down on the pillow, and every one of us can say, I did something good. Why? I got a body. Okay, you laugh, you know. You think, oh, that's just kind of dumb. Everybody has a body. It's not true. First of all, lots of people lose their bodies, you know. And lots of people are born with bodies that are broken or defective. If you have a body, it proves you were one of the nicest people in the world last time. Okay, if you have a human body now, it means you were the Mahatma Gandhi or the Mother Teresa or the Argentinian Pope. No, it means you were somebody special before, or you wouldn't have this body. So you can be happy about that. You should be happy about that. Now, to sit in this room and to hear these teachings once in your life proves that you were one out of a million people in the past. Only one out of a million will make it to this room. Okay? And hear these things. Okay? Only one out of a million. You are an extraordinary person. Okay? You were the Shakespeare and the Tsongkhapa of the last time. You were in the country in which you lived. You were one of the 5 or 10 most amazing people who helped others. Okay? Or you wouldn't be in this room. It's funny because you're like, you want to come to teachings? No, I want to go to a movie. You know, you're like, jeez, you know. You know, like, it's so weird. Please come to teaching, you know. It's just weird. Anyway, the karma to be here is only one in a million people has it, okay? And you have it. For some good luck, you think this is something worthwhile. And that makes you one out of a million. For every person here, there's 9,999,999 people who are not here. So you can be happy about whatever you did that got you here. Even if you don't remember what it was, okay? And you should be happy. You know, you should fantasize about, you were maybe the Dalai Lama of the last world you were in, or something like that. You see, you were somebody extraordinary, really extraordinary, or you wouldn't be here, okay? Out of 330 million people in this country, or if you throw in Mexico, you know, in Mexico City, right? 30 million? 25 million? What? 4 are here? 5 are here? You are 30 million. Second largest city in the world after Chongqing. You're amazing. It's a miracle. And if you're happy about that, you make more miracles happen. That's all. You just have to be happy that you made it. You know? And that's a nice, cheap way to make more good karma than you can do in a year. Okay? On your bed at night, tonight, with your head on the pillow, okay? No one's allowed to think about their credit cards, even me. Think about, you know, damn, I was the Dalai Lama or something last time, okay? I'm special. You are. Or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here, okay? And some people get close and they get spit out. Karma spits them out. It's really sad, you know. In the 3-year retreat, it was like that, you know. It's any big thing that's happening. Your car breaks down, or, you know, they cancel the flight, or something like that. This karma is also very fragile. It's very expensive karma, and it's fragile karma. Okay. If you are here, you should be happy. And you'll make more karma. Okay? Yirangwa dang tsen di gyola. Muntum tsen mi gyola. Dambu ni tsen dir. Then sangbo topa dan chuki tunken jorpa sokla migne. If you want examples of using deduction to figure out that you must have done some special things before, you can just look at your own fine body, your working human body, okay? And, or you could look at the fact that you had the karma to be in this room. He mentions it. Okay, sola mingne. Daki kewa ngame ten der tsuchim sungwa, jimba tangwa, sopa gomba sok, shindu lek du nyamdu, yang yang sam. Your former life, the person you were before you were born, the person you were last time, must have been a master of the 6 perfections. Okay? Must have been. There's no question. They were a master of the 6 perfections. He gives some of them. Sutim Sungwa, they kept their morality. They never hurt another person. I went to the funeral of a friend of mine's father, high school friend, And his wife got up. You know, and I'm like just being polite. You know, I wasn't even sure I should go. I'd never go to funerals because it's too late to help anybody. And I went because he asked me to go. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, you know. And his wife got up and she swore that in their life together, he had never said a bad thing about another person. You know, in a whole lifetime of marriage, he died at 70-something, 5 or something. She had never heard him speak ill of another person. And maybe she's exaggerating, but probably not much, right? Then that's Sutrim Sungwa. That's he kept that way of life, not to hurt other people. Jimba Tangwa means he was generous, or he or she was. Who's he or she? You, in your past life. He or she must have been a very generous person. Sipa Gomba must have been a very patient person. Never got angry. Nothing could make them upset or nervous. Okay? Or, you know, nothing. Okay? Last time. All right. Shintu Lek Duk Nyamdu Yang Yamsa. Shintu Lek Duk means, God damn, I was good. You know? Yang Yang means over and over. Think about it over and over. On your pillow at night. You know, you should never be without something good to think about yourself. There's always something. If your head is on the pillow, you created the head. You know, so already you got something to be happy about. You must have done something good. There's that song. Somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good. Yeah. That's an old Broadway play. Okay. Shindu Lai Du Nyam Nyam Yasa. Jinna Tse Ngama Te Dun Du Lug Ma Norwa Tare Delja Punso Dinda Chungwa Re. The way in which my previous self, Dundrup, what's the Sanskrit for Dundrup? Dee 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 dee. Siddhartha. Siddhartha. Okay. That was the Buddha's name. It's Dundrup. In Tibetan it's Dundrup. In Sanskrit it's Siddhartha. But what it means, what the name means is achieve the spiritual goals. Artha means spiritual goal. Siddha means achieved. Siddhartha. Siddhartha. Dundrup Lugma Norway, your past self understood Siddhartha, understood how to make things happen by being kind to other people. Your past life self got it straight. Okay? Your past life self understood those things. Manorwa means, and they never slipped up. You know, when they wanted money, they helped other people make money. When they wanted to be healthy, they went to the hospital to help the sick. When they wanted a girlfriend, they went to the nursing home. Okay? They knew how to Siddhartha, how to get things they want. They knew. Manorwa. They understood without misunderstanding, like most people do. Your past life's person that you were understood the pen perfectly. Then they forgot because they got in the womb and all that. Okay, it's kind of traumatic there. Okay, Dare Delja Punstop. They created your body and your opportunities now. The last guy. I will tell you a story. Some of you heard it 5,000 times. I don't care. I have a good friend in Australia. His name is Salim Lee. He was brought up in Indonesia. He's a very successful businessman, an architect. He's a famous architect. Then he got a job in a university. They begged him to be a professor there. So he's a famous architect. He's in the university. And he's built a chain of nursing homes that are state-of-the-art. And the core is a computer room with lots of videos on it. And grandchildren come to play on the machines. And then they're stuck with their grandparents for the whole day. He's like really smart. You see, he built these things for the grandchildren. And they all come to the nursing home every day because they want to play. And then their grandparents get to be with their grandchildren, you know. He's like really smart. So we were driving in a car near Perth, Australia on the way to a business talk. And I'm like, you know, Salim, can I ask you a personal question? He's like, yeah, you can ask me a personal question. He's always very respectful. And then I said, you know, why are you so good? You know, like, why are you so amazing? Like, why are you so devoted and intelligent and talented? And, you know, everything's perfect. His family's perfect, his wife, his children. I'm like, what's your secret, you know? And he said, Geshe-la, it's not me. Joe did it. It's Joe. I'm like, then he said it like I should know who Joe is. And I can't remember half the names of the people in all these groups and all these countries. You know, I go up to them and say, hi, it's good to see you again. And I'm trying really hard to remember their name, you know. Sometimes I just fake it. Because it's thousands of names, right? It's hard. Anyway, then I finally just said, look, I hate to admit it, but I don't remember who Joe is in your group. You know, who is Joe? Because maybe I should meet them. You know? He's like, oh, Joe isn't in our group, Geshe-la. Joe was my last life. My last life was named Joe. Everything I have, Joe gave me. It's not me. I didn't do anything. I'm just what Joe did. I'm just a result of what Joe was doing. Okay, so then he says kind of a disturbing thing. How are we doing? 5 minutes. I shouldn't leave you with a disturbing thing, but it is next. So your present opportunities, your present Dharma opportunities, your present body and beautiful mind were created by the efforts of Joe. Okay, in the past life, you know. It's really poignant when you meet young, talented people. You know, they're very intelligent in their university, or they win the singing contest on television, or, you know, and they're all like, and they don't understand, they didn't do anything. It was all Joe. And since they're not doing anything now, they will be an obscure ex-singer in 10 years, and they won't know what happened. You see, they didn't do anything in the first 16 years of their life that was so good that it could make them a great singer or something. It's all Joe. If you don't work your ass off now, it'll just wear out. Your voice will crack, you know, you won't be able to do those yoga poses. You know what I mean? You gotta work now to keep it what you got. What Joe did, you have to keep working to keep it going, okay? Anyway, here we go. What you are now, Joe gave you. Now, how will it be next life? Gelong la is a very cool word. The lock, L-A-G-S, is the lock in Geshe La. Okay, we don't say Geshe Lak, but it's the word. That's the real word, Geshe Lak. Lak means honorable one. So Gelong La is in the monastery. Gelong La is a polite way to refer to another monk or to a group of monks. You say, oh, Gelong La means, oh, honorable monks. It's like when you're going to say some high pronouncement to the monks in a monastery, you go, oh, Gelong La. Oh, Gelong La. What does he say here? Gelong La, Rangishete. You can figure out what's going to happen next time. Oh, honorable monks. Okay? You can figure it out. I don't have to tell you. You know? Who got you here? Joe. Where are you going to take you next time? You don't have to ask me. You can figure it out. Rangishete. Then he quotes something. Dampangama Gaishone. Some saints, some holy beings of the past, some great practitioners of the past, have written a poem about it. Okay, here's the poem. Sengun Gewa Rinpoche, Tate Milu Rinchen Zel, Tate Gelong Rinpoche, Chima Yangdu Makyar Ang. Okay? Sengun Gewa Rinpoche means the Rinpoche from your last life. Okay, Rinpoche means like Dalai Lama or something, you know. The Rinpoche, the high saint that you were in your last life, Tate Milu Rinchen Sel has granted you the precious gem of this body and these circumstances. Okay? The saint of the last life has given you this priceless diamond of your life now. Okay? Tate Gelong Rinpoche, now, O precious monk, Chima Yangdu Makyar Ang, I beg you not to throw the next one down off a cliff. Please don't throw the next one off a cliff, O honorable one. Okay. The last guy did his job. That's why you're here. Now try to have some, you know, try to be nice to the next one. Meaning the next you. Okay, all right. Shay Sung, we have like one more minute. Let's see. I like this, and then we'll stop. It's one more sentence. It starts with Dena, okay? Dena. You okay, you guys? Desna. After the verse, Desna, yeah. Dena, Tatarangi Chusula Takna, Kewa Chimar Kar Ke Shen Nuki, Munshe Yopa Sogla Motak Shumi Gursung. What is the verse is saying is that you don't have to run around asking high monks to do moles for you. Okay, I keep talking about the mole in the skull and the dice in the DCI talks. Here's the spelling, just so you can see. In Tibetan, third line in the middle, motak, mobertak. Okay, motak means you don't have to ask some high lama to do fortune telling for you, to see what's going to happen to you. You don't need that. Motak. Uh-oh, I lost it. Yeah. Motak shu means to request a mo. Migu, you don't need it. Okay. You don't have to run around asking high lamas to tell you what's going to happen to you in the future. Munshe yopa means some high lama who's supposed to have, what do you call, clairvoyance. You don't have to go begging them to tell you your future. Rangi chutsula tagna, you look at how you're acting towards others. Look at how you're treating other people. And you can do your own mole about what's going to come in your life and after you die. You don't need some big lama to tell you what's going to happen. Okay? Look at how you're treating people and you can do your own mole. Okay? Tagna kewa chima karke shenu. You will be able to know where you're going after you die. You don't have to ask some lama. Okay? You can guess yourself by what you're doing now. Okay? You are the Joe for the next guy. You are the Joe for the next guy. So cut him some slack. You know, like, think about him, okay, or her. You know, try to consider, be considerate of who's going to come next from you. And don't screw them up. You know, like, be polite, be nice to them. Okay, the you who you will be nice to them. Okay, it's a good exercise. I'd like to do this thing that's a little naughty. Yeah, it's gonna mess up my next guy. Okay, maybe I won't do it. Okay, it's gonna hurt him or her next time. So okay, I won't do it. You should think like that. Okay. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow at Nipan Ni. Oh, sorry, Thursday. So these are 10 days of teaching. I always take a day off just to, you know, relax. And that's an important spiritual practice, and you should all be sure to do it, okay? You can't serve other people if you're nervous and exhausted, and, you know, you should build into your life enough time to rest. And this is an important spiritual practice. It's an important part of your spiritual practice, okay? You should do your daily meditations. You should do your yoga. you should serve other people, and you should rest when it's time to rest. Very nicely. Like Surfer magazine, laying on the bed for an hour. Okay? I mostly just look at the pictures because the articles are so ridiculous, but anyway. It's true. Okay. We'll stop there. All right. Nick, you want to do a mandala? Pukhi Joshi Meto Tam Rira Lingshi Inde Gembadi Sange Shindu Mide Uwagi Rukunam Dakshila Chupasho Idam Guru Radha Mandala Kamriyatayami Dike Okun Sanam Yeshe Sotsokshin Sanam Yeshe Lechuhe Dampa Kunito Basho. Okay, cool. Thank you for coming. Thank you for asking me to teach. I love teaching this thing. For me, it's a treat. And it's only hardcore people that would sit through it. Thank you for that. Thank you for being hardcore. And I love teaching it. Your job is to do your homework. I beg you to do your homework. It's not for you. It's for all the people that you will teach. Okay? So please, for the sake of them. And you cannot answer all the questions on the second homework yet. When you reach a question you can't answer, stop. Because we're going to cover that on Thursday night, okay?